The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. And welcome back once again, everybody. If you've been coming to Mass all week long, you've heard all week long how our themes here in the Gospel have been of the imminence of judgment, the shortness of life, and of the need to be ready. Now, usually, sweet and gentle Jesus tells us encouraging and kind words. Today, he gives us a very stern warning. "Be sure of this," Jesus says. "If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You must be prepared. At an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." And my message for you very, very simply today is this: the very best way to be prepared for that hour is to learn how to live your life every day, every minute of the day, in the presence of God. That's the best way to be prepared. You must be prepared, our Lord says. At an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. And Peter nervously responds to Jesus and he says, "Hey, Lord, are you talking to me?" And Jesus answers, "I'm talking especially to you, Peter. I'm talking especially to you," because Jesus is talking especially to anyone who's been entrusted with a responsible stewardship. Now, what's a stewardship? What's a stewardship? A stewardship is when you are given the care of the property that belongs to somebody else, and that somebody else will always return and ask what you've done with their property. Back when I was a teenager, I lived down the street from a retired 4-star general, and one day, the general decided to take a vacation, and he asked if I would take charge of watering his flowers. He gave me a responsible stewardship, and I gave him a snappy salute, and I said, "Yes, sir, I'll take care of your flowers." Well, one day and one day only, I forgot to water his flowers. Sweltering July afternoon, and because of that one negligence, all of his flowers died. And there was a judgment day for me. He came back and he said, "Why didn't you care for my property that I entrusted to you?" Something like that is going to be said by Christ our Lord to everyone in this world who's been given a responsible stewardship. "What did you do with what belonged to me?" You want to pray for your priests. You know what the priest's going to hear on Judgment Day? Something like this. Jesus is going to turn to the priest and he's going to say, "My parish my people, my souls, my sheep, my flock that I gave my blood to redeem, did you care for them the way I would have cared for them? Imagine the judgment that's going to fall down on the head of the bishop. My diocese, my parishes, all my people, did you shepherd them the way I would have shepherded them? God knows we've got to pray for the Pope. He's entrusted with all the souls and all the churches and all the world. Responsible stewardship. But something like that's going to be said to every parent as well. Those aren't your children. They're God's children, entrusted to you. And Jesus, to some degree or another, will say to every parent, did you care for this little soul the way I would have cared for this little soul? A responsible stewardship. We do not want to be like this irresponsible steward here in the gospel who says, my master is delayed in coming. My master is delayed in coming. Question for you here this afternoon. Is Jesus delayed in coming? Is Jesus delayed in coming? Well, maybe for his glorious second coming, he's certainly taking his time. But he's not delayed in coming. He's right here. Jesus is always in our presence. Question you got to ask yourself is, are you always in his presence? Because that is the way to be ready at this hour. What does it mean to always be in his presence? Well, first of all, it means that you're constantly examining your conscience. That's why every time a gospel comes along or a reading comes along, and I say, it's a good examination of conscience. I always try to draw your attention to it. Always ask yourself, can I be doing better? Can I be doing more? Get to confession on a regular basis. Live under God's mercy. Recognize nobody can stand upright in the presence of God in the hour of judgment. We all got one hope and one hope only, God's mercy. Live in God's mercy because he tells us he's going to come like a thief in the night. Now, isn't that God's signature move? Look back across your life and ask yourself this question. Haven't you had day after day after day of regular, ordinary living in which you know what you ought to do, and then suddenly one day, boom, everything changes. Something you didn't expect was coming comes, and everything changes. It's the way God is. I think this year with Corona has been a blessing in disguise. Because, you know, remember how it was back in January, back in February? You read the news, there's this virus somewhere, it's in China. And then suddenly, within just a few days, the whole world shuts down, and the blessings you counted on, like Mass, like regular getting about, suddenly they weren't available. Came like a thief in the night, right? Came like a thief in the night. That's the way our Lord is, and that's how you and I are ready, by living ready. Now, one last little point. This doesn't mean we live in fear. It doesn't mean we live in tension. I like the way St. Therese addresses the question of the divine judgment. Somebody once asked our patron, St. Therese, said, are you going to be ready in the hour of God's divine judgment? Therese answers, I don't know when that hour is going to come. Only thing I know is when I hear that knock at the door of my heart, I know that it'll be no less than my spouse, Jesus Christ, standing on the other side. So let's you and I take up the burden of being ready, of living in God's presence, of being ready for that hour, so that when that unexpected hour comes, it will also be a welcome hour. Amen.